Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I know at the end of last season you had mentioned that you wanted to set the tone early and have a tough training camp. Do you feel like day one the tone has been set for what you expect this year?
Yeah, I think the guys really worked hard today. I mean, it was a tough go in both sessions. A lot of skating after the play, which we're trying to encourage our guys, and part of our identity is back pressure and reloading from the offensive zone of the ice. And you could see a lot of the drills, the guys were bent over. You know, we pushed them to the limit in the drill, each drill, and then we could see that the pace was going down. So we let them get us some water and regain their composure and their wind. But it was a tough go today. I'm really pleased the way the guys responded. These guys are ready to go. They've trained hard throughout the whole summer. They know what's at stake. You know, there's competition for places, and everybody's trying to make a good first impression.
So like you said yesterday, when you felt a different vibe, was it a noticeable difference then for you year over year?
Totally. I mean, just the enthusiasm, their work ethic, in the drills, every drill. I mean, they were very focused today. Was really pleased the way both groups went out and executed.
These guys have been around here for a few weeks skating informally. Is it noticeable on day one to know that these guys have been here already getting a head start?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the tempo goes up though, right? I mean, when you're in training camp, there's another level, and you have your exhibition levels, and you finally try to get geared for that opening game. But as much as you can do in the off season and how you try to prepare, there's nothing like stepping on the ice day one training camp, because the tempo and the pace just gets up another level. But they handled it well today.
With Jake and Rasmus together, why did you put them together?
I just felt that it was a good combination. You know, we're trying to look for some chemistry early, especially in the early exhibition games. You know, Rasmus is going to be playing with different partners. I just felt that Jake could play the right side, and it was a good mix. And you have a veteran guy with a young guy trying to mentor him, and Jake's a good guy, good player for that.
We've been talking about Rasmus since, like, June. Before you drafted him, now he gets through his first day of practice. Do you think, even if the prospect challenge one thing, he can finally just start to feel like another guy? The first day is over and he can get into things now?
Yeah, I said that at the prospects challenge. I was just happy to see him in a game, just to be out there playing. There's a lot of weight on his shoulders, obviously, being the first pick, and he has a lot of pride in his game. But I thought today, he's just trying to get adjusted to another level of speed. So he's done a terrific job in that regarding his preparation, and he loves the game. He loves to compete, so it's good to see him out there challenging our veteran guys.
What kind of usage do you think he's going to get in exhibition games, being a top pick?
Well, there's going to be a lot of attention, obviously. You know, there's going to be guys that are going to challenge him, but he's got a lot of competitive fire and a competitive spirit, and he's going to want to do well and make an impression. So he's going to get opportunities, obviously. We want to keep him up to speed.
He refuses to say he has a roster spot locked up. What does that tell you about him?
Excuse me?
He refuses to say, he's like, if I make the team, yeah. What does that tell you about him?
I just think that's a great attitude to have. I mean, I can only reflect on my career. Every year I was there to make the team, and it's a great attitude, because you have to strive for excellence, you're striving for perfection, and you're not letting yourself off the hook, you're holding yourself accountable, and that's a great attitude to have.
He said you're going to continue to probably a 4 or 5 game guy in the preseason.
We have a projection, the first four we're going to evaluate after that. I can't tell you that number right now, but he is going to see a lot of action.
You said you're going to continue to experiment with potential partners for Rasmus. What do you see as the ideal type of partner?
Well, I think just in the way we want to play, you know, we want to play fast and we want to move the puck quickly. You know, maybe having somebody that's a very good defensive player, but also that can contribute offensively, be able to handle passes and make plays up ice. So that's why we're going to take a look at different partners.
Any update on Hunwick's injury?
No, he just will miss first part of camp here.
Is there anything to take away
from your lines that you've set today or anything to read?
Well, if there's anything you want to take away, you know, because we have that scrimmage on Sunday, we're just trying to get a good matchup and some competitive lines against versus other lines. So that's sort of why we set it up that way.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.